Good morning. It's the 3rd of February. Our first reading for the day is Exodus chapter 9. Once again, I'm reading from Brother Harry Tennant. I read, "The dread word broke once more upon the reluctant ears of Pharaoh. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, about this time." The words carried their own inevitability. For us, the word tomorrow is qualified in our hearts, for the apostle has told us, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow." But for the Lord, today and tomorrow are alike. Pharaoh had come to know that. When, therefore, the threat of hail, very grievous, fell upon his ears, he knew that the hail would come. So, too, did some of his servants. And in response to the warning, they gathered their remaining cattle from the field. Others trusted their disbelief and left their beasts to graze in ignorance. Not only so, some masters warned their servants to keep under cover. Some did nothing. There is a familiar ring about this sequence of events. We have been brought up in Egypt, and the word of the Lord has come to us. He has called us to take refuge in his Son, for he is a strong tower into which the righteous run and are safe. How often do we find ourselves chancing our arm in the fields of Egypt? How often do our children go out unwarned? Shall we not heed the allegory? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? If we have neglected our preparation, if our hearts have lingered overlong in Egypt, then today let us take heed. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow dawned in Egypt. The shadows of the grazing cattle moved across the pastures. The acres of barley waved their bearded heads in precious fullness, and the flowers of the flax danced in lightness. Servants moved about their accustomed tasks. Moses came forth, rod in hand. At the command of the Lord, the rod was stretched toward heaven. Strange darkness came. Great clouds with heads like anvils surged upwards over Egypt. The Lord smote upon them. Lightning streaked to and fro, thunder angered itself over the land of oppression, and the hail fell, illumined by continuous flashes of fire. In Goshen, all was quiet. The destruction was fierce. Pharaoh's messenger went through the streets in peril of his life and called for Moses and Aaron. "I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked." Pharaoh pleads for deliverance, and Moses makes no counterplea. He does not ask for the release of Israel. The course of deliverance will follow a deepening path until Pharaoh and his pride fall into the abyss. "As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunders shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's." In later years, the psalmists took up the refrain and called with joy, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." The skies cleared in Egypt, but the clouds remained over Pharaoh's heart. His servants too turned sullen and obstinate. Israel must not go. Moses followed the pattern of release in the quietness of his heart. The Lord spoke to him within. Pharaoh's wickedness would be turned to good account. The final deliverance would be such that Israel would never forget. She remembers, even to this day, at Passover time in the land and in the countries of the Gentiles. They tell it to the children, what things the Lord wrought in Egypt. Thank you for listening.